sweeping reforms that will end cash bail for all misdemeanor and nonviolent felony charges in New York State take effect in January. But as WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, some law enforcement groups are objecting, saying the changes go too far and could jeopardize public safety.
The new law still allows for cash bail to be set in the cases of those accused of violent crimes. It is expected to significantly reduce the number of pretrial prisoners in the state's jail system. But district attorneys, county sheriffs, domestic violence victim advocates, and some Republican state senators say the new law goes too far and needs some revisions before it takes effect. Senator Sue Serino from the Hudson Valley offered a measure to give judges more discretion to determine whether a defendant is potentially dangerous before waiving bail.
You think about our judges, a lot of these, you know, have repeat offenders. They know the histories. They are the best ones to make this judgment call.
Senator Patrick Gallivan, a Republican from the Buffalo area and a former state trooper and Erie County Sheriff, says the bail changes will affect public safety.
The repeat drunk driver is free to go back out and drive drunk again. The repeat burglar, a person who is inclined to violence, but not quite violence with a gun or a knife, that might want revenge on people, they will continue to go out there.
A second proposed change to the bail reform laws would ensure that people accused of domestic violence and sex-related crimes continue to qualify for bail and pretrial detention. Leah Feldman is with the domestic violence victims advocacy group Community Programs at Family Services in Poughkeepsie. She says domestic violence is a pattern of power and control, which escalates over time.
The pretrial phase, the time between an offender's arrest and sentencing, is known to be the most dangerous time for a victim of domestic violence. This is a time that a victim is most likely to be killed.
She says the victims also have breathing room to seek help and protection while their alleged abuser is in jail before a trial. Advocates of the bail reform law say the senators and law enforcement officers are missing the point. Amy Jones with the reform group Citizen Action stood outside the press conference with a small number of protesters. Jones says under the old bail laws, richer, privileged, and usually white people can afford to meet bail, while lower-income black and brown people cannot.
They're poor people. So this is Trump-style rhetoric. The Senate Republicans are using their president's rhetoric to law and order is fear-mongering, and it's not going to keep our community safer. What's going to keep our community safer is having people home with their families, still employed, still in their housing, still being the fabric of this society.
President Trump weighed in on the changes to the state's bail laws in a tweet on Tuesday, saying Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio are, quote, letting out 900 criminals, some hardened and bad, onto the sidewalks of our rapidly declining city. Cuomo answers that similar bail reforms are already in place in a neighboring state and were signed into law by its former Republican governor.
Essentially, the same bill was passed by New Jersey several years ago, signed by the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, person who I worked very closely, Republican, Trump's transition director. And it has worked very well. That's the same bail reform he's talking about here.
Republicans are in the minority in the state Senate, and their proposed revisions would need backing from Democrats. A spokesman for the majority party Senate Democrats accused the GOP senators and their supporters of relying on alternate facts. Spokesman Mike Murphy says their proposals have already been rejected by most New Yorkers. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.